It's Tuesday, November 22nd, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Actions versus words from business leaders eyeing a recession, glimpses of reality from government leaders on cyber, and workplace metrics for women and minorities investigated. This is the Business of Tech. I spotted an interesting piece in Axios where they compare the difference between the talk of recession and actions before one. Quoting the piece, the nation's biggest firms reported a record sum of capital expenditures, CapEx, investments in buildings, new machinery, or technology. Restrained investment on the part of businesses is one way in which the Federal Reserve's aggressive interest rate hikes translate into slower economic activity. So far, that impact is not as prominent as one might expect. In the third quarter, S&P 500 companies spent $222 billion on capital investments, according to S&P Dow Jones Indices. The firm calculated the figures from over 90% of the firms that have reported corporate earnings so far. That means the final tally will almost certainly be higher. The piece continues. Corporate borrowing has slowed on the back of higher interest rates. Investment-grade bond issuance is at $75 billion so far this month, compared to this year's peak of $231 billion in March, according to PitchBook LCD. This suggests that while companies continue to invest at a brisk pace, they might not be borrowing as much to do so. Rather, they are relying on booming profits built up in recent years. And finally, in surveys, CEO confidence has deteriorated, pointing to a softer outlook for hiring and business investment. But that mood hasn't yet translated into substantially lower rates of employment. It also hasn't resulted in big CapEx pullbacks. So let's combine that with a data point from Kaspersky in their research, quoting them in Channel EDE. According to our MSP Market Focus in 2021 research, 81% of MSPs report an increase in their customer base compared to 2019. Among MSSPs, the figure is even higher, 91%. Canalys analysts note the same trend. According to their forecasts, the results of 2021 show continued growth of the MSP market. In Europe alone, they expect an increase of market volume from $79 billion in 2020 to $92 billion in 2021. Why do we care? Actions speak louder than words, right? Here's the note. The mood differs from execution. My advice has been caution, but not to pull back. The smaller your organization, the less the concern is about borrowing, and the more it will be about cost pressures, mainly due to inflation and labor. The key consideration is to manage costs as the mood gets sour by ensuring the business is well situated around cash. Then move forward. Some insights into the progress against ransomware last week from the U.S. government during some public appearances at the Aspen Cyber Summit last week. We've only seen the problem continue to get worse, even with all the efforts we've made, said Paul Abate, deputy director of the FBI, during the summit. Ransomware continues to happen at unacceptable levels, said Rob Silvers, the Department of Homeland Security's Undersecretary for Strategy, Policy, and Plans, at the event. We see enough attempted intrusion and successful intrusions every day that we're not letting our guard down even a little bit, Silvers added. Despite the efforts put forth by the U.S. government, experts note that ransomware gangs are constantly reinventing themselves, changing targets, and building new tools to attack victims better, creating an ever-moving target for regulators and companies. Many ransomware gangs have started putting more of an emphasis on getting victims to pay to prevent data leaks rather than for encryption keys that will help unlock any files the ransomware seized, changing how companies respond to attacks. The good news? The commitment isn't slowing, but instead increasing. Why do we care? Just because an issue has been prioritized doesn't mean change comes overnight. Think big aircraft carrier. Turning that ship takes a while. The problem was expected to worsen before it improved, and changes took time. A warning sign would have been if this was no longer a priority. That's not the case, so we note the slow forward motion. Let's give some attention to Ensono's recent Speak Up 2022 report, which is a bit of a compare and contrast. Many women working in tech experience physical and verbal harassment in their careers. Nearly half, 44% in the U.S., have seen an increase in workplace sexual harassment over the last 5 years. One in five women, 22%, from the U.S. and India report experiencing verbal abuse at work, with the U.K. following closely at 21%. In the U.K., women said more subtle forms of discrimination, such as microaggressions at 23%, or being dismissed in group settings, 25%. Further, 91% of Latina women and 72% of Black women said they'd experienced discouragement or setbacks in their careers, compared to 64% of white women. But maybe the landscape is changing. 85% of women in tech feel they have more job opportunities due to remote and hybrid work, and 82% of women in tech reported that remote and hybrid work has made them happier, the report said. More than half of women in tech surveyed felt the number of male allies had increased in the workplace over the past 5 years, according to the data released Thursday. And nearly all the women surveyed said they consider their company an inclusive workplace. Why do we care? The changes to work, particularly around remote and flexibility, are being showed repeatedly to benefit women and minorities. It's a reason I'm so bullish on the changes. Not a reason to celebrate yet, but it is positive movement. I bet you think working with Cisco is hard. They're big and have so much going on, and you're smaller. That's why there's Cisco Partner Journeys, an innovative new digital experience designed to accelerate your engagement with Cisco. Each unique journey leads you to the best tools, services, programs, and portfolio offerings to help you accelerate sales, build a practice, and enhance profitability. Whether you are new to Cisco or a longtime partner, Cisco has the right journey for you. Interested? Visit CiscoPartnerJourneys.com to find out more. Thanks for listening. Today is National Cranberry Relish Day as we get closer to Turkey Day. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.